Chapter 6. The Eraser. On Monday morning, Miss Lee stood at the front of the room. She was holding a bag. "I put everyone's name on a slip of paper," Miss Lee told them. She shook the bag. "I'm going to take them out to see which bee you're going to play." "How exciting!" It was like a game. "What if a boy gets the queen bee?" Ava asked. "Then we'll let him decide what he wants to do," said Miss Lee. "Ready? Ready!" they all cried. "Listen carefully, so you hear your name when I read it. The first group will be the bees who take care of the babies." Miss Lee took out the first slip of paper. She called Ava's name. Ava clapped her hands. Miss Lee continued to take out names for each group. Lucia and Nikki were worker bees. Henry was in the group of bees that make honey. Then Miss Lee picked names for the bees that tell the other bees where the flowers are. "Rashmi and Grace," she said. Posy squeezed her eyes shut. "Yummy, yummy, yummy." And Posy's shoulders slumped. Miss Lee took out the last slip of paper. "Kateline, you will be the queen bee." "No fair." Kateline got everything. Everyone around Posy was talking excitedly. Grace bounced up and down in her chair. "You and me are together," she said. "It will be so fun." Posy didn't think it sounded fun. "Now I want you to show the hat you're all going to make for your costumes," Miss Lee said. Miss Lee, she held up the hat. The headband was made out of yellow paper. Black and white and yellow pipe cleaners were twisted together to make two antennae. The antenna stood straight up in the air. Each one had a yellow pom-pom at the tip. "If you have anything to put away, go to your cubby now," Miss Lee said. "Then come and get your paper and pipe cleaners." Posy hurried to her cubby. Caitlin's cubby was in the row under hers. The bee eraser was on top of Caitlin's lunchbox. Posy's mouth turned down when she saw it. Why should Caitlin have the eraser when she got to be queen bee too? Posy picked the eraser up and put it in her back